This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to our farm show for Monday, July 27th. This is John Michael Marty. Winfield Partners, along with Fair Oaks Farms, bringing modern agriculture to life very soon. Today's farmers are facing the daunting challenge of producing enough food to support a rapidly growing global population. To help the public better understand the evolving technology and science that is pivotal to sustainably increasing food production, Winfield is partnering with Fair Oaks Farms in Fair Oaks, Indiana, to create the Winfield Crop Adventure. Set to open in spring of 2016, the exhibit will inform visitors about the science, agronomic practices, and technologies that shape modern farming. It's important that Land O'Lakes, leveraging the strength of the Winfield brand, helps lead the effort to tell the American farming story and encourage people to make the connection to where their food comes from. So that's from Chris Polosinski, President and CEO of Land O'Lakes Incorporated. This will help underscore the importance of sustainable, modern agricultural practices and innovations to our collective future. Now, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, global food production must increase by 70% to feed a projected population of 9.1 billion people by 2050. This is a well-known fact within the ag industry. However, satisfying this demand is only part of the production challenge. There's little land available to add to existing farmland, and water demand is projected to outstrip supply by 40% by 2030. Simply put, the agriculture industry needs to produce more food with fewer resources and do so with minimal environmental impact. Now, at a time when the agriculture industry is undergoing considerable transformation, 98% of Americans are not directly connected to where their food comes from. This detachment from the farm leaves many people with misconceptions about how food is produced. There is confusion in the public arena about modern agriculture. That from Michael Vandelote, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Winfield. We're partnering with Fair Oaks Farms to create an educational experience that will help people better understand farming and food production practices. The Winfield Crop Adventure will share the modern agriculture story with people of all ages. As visitors tour the exhibit, they will learn about not only the history of farming, but today's practices and how agriculture might look in the future. The exhibit, again, which will be opening in spring of 2016, the exhibit will be a highly interactive and technology-driven experience with videos, touchscreen displays, interactive puzzles, and games that demonstrate the science behind farming, from insects in the field to satellites in outer space. And let's just hope there's also a small plot where they can actually put their fingers down and play in the dirt. The Winfield experience will be available for viewing, for visiting, in Indiana in 2016. We're looking forward to it. That's our Farm Show Part 1 for this Monday, July 27th. This is John Michael Marty. Senate Finance Committee last week passed a package of tax extenders, including several of importance to agriculture. The NPPC joined 32 other agricultural organizations in urging the committee to approve extension of several tax breaks that expired at the end of last year, including the Section 179 small business expensing and bonus depreciation provisions. The committee extended more than 50 tax breaks for 2 years. In a letter sent to Finance Panel Chairman Orrin Hatch, the Republican from Utah, and Ranking Member Ron White, Wyden, Democrat of Oregon. The groups pointed out that agriculture requires large investments in machinery, equipment, and other depreciable assets. Section 179 has been vital to farmers for the last several years. It allows farmers to write off capital expenditures in the year that purchases are made rather than depreciate them over time. The ability to immediately expense capital purchases also provides an incentive for farmers and ranchers to invest in their business and offers the benefit of reducing the record-keeping burden associated with depreciation. Under the expired tax provision, the maximum amount a small business could have immediately expensed when purchasing business assets instead of depreciating them over time was $25,000, adjusted for inflation. The groups asked the Finance Committee to restore the maximum amount to $500,000, as it was for the 2010 through 2014 tax years. They also asked that the expired 50% bonus depreciation for the purchase of new capital assets, including ag equipment, be reinstated. The House already approved permanent extensions of some tax extenders under its America's Small Business Tax Relief Act of 2015. That included the Section 179 provision with a $500,000 maximum tax deduction. The U.S. will host a meeting of Trans-Pacific Partnership trade ministers in Hawaii this week, starting tomorrow, in fact. The TPP chief negotiators meet on the island July 24th to 27th to work out various technical issues. That happened last week, but there's speculation that a final TPP deal will be reached during these Hawaiian talks this week. The National Pork Producers Council continues to be deeply engaged in the TPP negotiations, which includes the U.S. and 11 Pacific Rim countries. A final agreement with a good outcome for U.S. pork could generate 10,000 U.S. jobs tied to pork exports. That according to Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes. That's part two of our farm show for this Monday, July 27th. Talk to you tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.